Well, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has condemned the recent bombings in the U.S. city of Boston. However, Ayatollah Khamenei has criticized the U.S. and its allies for adopting a double standard approach toward the killing of innocent people in the world. More in this report.
Ayatollah Khamenei was addressing a meeting of members of Iran's army in Tehran. He emphasized that the Islamic Republic follows the logic of Islam and is against killing innocent people. Whether in Boston, United States, or in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. The leader added that the U.S. and other countries, which claim to be supporters of human rights, have a double standard about killing innocent people.
Well, let's discuss that a bit further. We're now joined by Mr. Kevin Barrett, who is with the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance, who's joining us now via Skype from Madison. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. I wanted to get your reaction, A, to Ayatollah Khamenei condemning these Boston blasts, and B, his pointing out of these double standards by the United States.
Well, I think Ayatollah Khamenei is absolutely right. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's true, the U.S. is committing terrorism all over the world, and ironically enough, many of these terrorist attacks, drone attacks, bombings, some of them false flag events, these are very, very similar to what happened in Boston. In fact, the video of the horrible carnage in Boston resembles the videos of what's happened after U.S. drone attacks, when wedding parties and other gatherings of innocent people have been attacked by the U.S. So it's in some cases, these bombings are almost identical. And in some cases, the perpetrators are individuals who may be working for the U.S. or other Western intelligence services. Raymond Davis, a CIA agent, was arrested in Pakistan last year as he was orchestrating terrorist attacks on markets and mosques that were going to be blamed on Islamic extremists. So the U.S. is waging terrorist warfare against people all over the world. And then when something like this happens in Boston, the media generates a huge outcry, whipping people up into a kind of a xenophobic frenzy, blaming it on some others. Currently, there are rumors of some dark-skinned individual. There was a Saudi man who was being blamed. And all of this is part of the propaganda apparatus's attempt to basically divide and conquer the world.
So then, Mr. Barrett, do you believe that Americans see through their government's hypocrisy?
More and more do. Polls show that about one-third of Americans, actually a Scripps poll showed it was 36%, which is more than one-third of Americans, believe that 9/11 was an inside job. So at least one-third of the country understands that they are being lied to in a absurd and Orwellian fashion. And another one-third doesn't really support these U.S. wars of aggression. It's only about one-third of the American people who have been effectively brainwashed. So I think that the imperial mind control apparatus, or what Noam Chomsky called the manufacturers of consent, are finding it more and more difficult to brainwash the American people into going along with these obscene and illegal wars of aggression around the world. And I think that more and more Americans are actually going to be coming around to accepting that what the Supreme Leader of Iran is saying is a lot more honest and truthful and realistic than what they're hearing from their own leaders here in the U.S.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Kevin Barrett speaking to us live from Madison.